Today on Press TV, Iran and the 5+1 group have held the first day of talks in the Kazakh capital Almaty. The five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany offered Iran a new package of proposals. After a 2.5-hour meeting, EU foreign policy chief spokesman said it was useful and further discussions will take place tomorrow. Hundreds of Afghans march in an outburst of anger against US special forces. The protesters accused the forces of overseeing torture and killings in Afghanistan's Warak province. They also want an immediate withdrawal of American troops and have threatened to join anti-US militants if their demands are not met. Unemployment in France hits a 15-year high. The Labour Ministry says 43,000 more people were registered as unemployed in January. This shows an increase of 10.7% compared to last year. Now over 3 million French are out of work. The repercussions from Italy's elections are being felt across Europe. The Spanish government says the impact of Italy's elections may affect the entire Eurozone. Shares in Italy plunged nearly 5% after national elections produced no conclusive results. Stock markets in London, Frankfurt and Paris also experienced sharp falls. Paris has ruled out the idea of withdrawing its troops from Mali in the near future. French Defence Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian says the military campaign has cost his country more than $133 million. Some reports have suggested France will start pulling out its 4,000-strong force next month. The main Egyptian opposition coalition has said it will boycott the country's upcoming parliamentary elections. It said there's no guarantee that the process will be transparent. The National Salvation Front consists mainly of liberal and leftist parties and movements. Egypt's civil aviation minister says the balloon that crashed near the city of Luxor, killing 19 people, was in, quote, working condition. The balloon was landing early in the morning when a cable got caught around a helium tube and a fire erupted. This has been described as the deadliest hot air balloon accident in decades. And Argentine legislators debate plans to form a truth commission to investigate the 1994 bombing of a Jewish community center Israel blames on Iran. As some argued against the probe, Foreign Minister Hector Timmerman insisted the commission had nothing to lose and everything to gain. Legislators will vote on the bill on Wednesday. Those are the latest here on Press TV.